Kevin Russell's here today. He's the Director of Development for City Bride. How are you, Kevin?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. Glad to have you here this morning. Hey, I know you've probably got some stuff that you want to cover. First, I got a couple of questions. I'd like to get your thoughts on Wayfair coming in. I mean, that's a pretty good get.
That is a good deal. I know that they had looked at a lot of places in the United States, and it's interesting that they chose our community. A lot of a big reason why was because of the values of our community. So they could have probably got a cheaper property somewhere, but when they looked at our community, the values, the workforce, just how we are here, really interested them. They decided to come here. Of course, A&M was a big part of that too.
Well, sure, and it's neat because they're on university. They're right there on the road, which is so it's kind of a high profile spot. And honestly, I didn't know what Wayfair was, and now I'm seeing it every place. They seem to be advertising a lot more. I see them on my banner ads. I mean, they're every place.
And you get whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. It is. So it's kind of fun, and I guess are there some opportunities, you believe, to maybe even have even more workers here? Is this sort of situation?
Yeah, they're looking at full employment, about 400 employees.
Wow.
They're saying about 350 in the first year. So
now, is this processing or is it distribution as well?
It's customer service,
okay.
So it's both, I think.
Okay, all right, I got you. Well, anyway, that's kind of neat, and I am kind of glad they're here.
Yeah.
Another thing we've also talked about with some elected leaders, and obviously this is part of your deal too, and that's the quiet zones in downtown Bryan. Obviously, it's been something we've discussed a lot. Councilman Hardeman was in here, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and we discussed that. But tell me how that works into development.
Obviously, folks don't want to live very close to railroad tracks.
Sure.
The noise just it's hard.
Unless you live in giant apartment complexes in College Station, where apparently they build right up next door.
Yeah.
But anyway, most people don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet those people are real sleepy in the morning.
Yeah, I understand.
So what it does is it doesn't necessarily mean that trains won't blow their horns. It's if they feel unsafe, the conductor, you know, he can still blow his horns. But what it does is it does allow for things to do at intersections where there's crossings to be able to not blow the horns in a certain area of the going through downtown and doing different things like directional horns so that not actually on the train itself but going down the intersections there may be a horn that would blow but it wouldn't, the footprint of the sound wouldn't travel out as far as what it does right now when you do it on the train.
Sure.
And then you have gates that keep people from traversing through when the gate arms are down and things like that allow for trains to go through downtown and not blow their horns.
Yeah, because again, this is certainly not the only town that has this problem. There seem to be more tools to be able to go after
that's
it.
That's right, but if that can be accomplished, then I think what we'll see is we'll see a lot more of the loft-type apartments in downtown.
Now, is this a thing that is, I mean, I understand there's some federal guidelines that overarch this, but are there negotiation points that you can have with the railroad? How does that work?
I mean, some of them are, if they really need an intersection closed, they may put money towards closing that intersection, which allows you to buy the things that you need at other intersections so that you can get the quiet zone.
Yep. And like most everything else, I guess if we'd done this 15 years ago, it cost a lot less just because stuff costs more, but there is going to be some expense involved.
There is, but actually, with some of the new technology, we may be able to do it cheaper than what we had thought we could before.
Well, good. Okay. Fingers crossed on that. Yeah. Kevin Russell joined us this morning. He's the Director of Development for the City of Bryan. What do you got on your radar screen for us?
Well, I kind of wanted to update you on some of the things that the Bryan Business Council is doing.
Mm-hmm.
The Bryan Business Council is a group that's appointed by the City Council, and what they look at are ways to help the City of Bryan in the commercial area, the residential area. And when I say commercial, I mean that includes retail. And one of the things that they've done to try to help recruit retail is they've hired a consultant. The name of the company is Retail Strategies. And what they're doing is they're looking at opportunities in Bryan to recruit retail into space, whether it's existing space or green space, and they have the contacts with the land folks, the retail folks inside of, you pick the company, and they will contact them for the Bryan Business Council to see if they're interested in coming to Bryan, or if they're looking at doing any expansions, and then they throw our name out there, and we've had some contact with folks, you know, from retail strategies. So it's we haven't landed a deal, but those deals usually take, you know, they can take up to 2-3 years sometimes for these retailers to get their plan in place and move.
So now when you're saying retailers, we're not talking restaurants. We're talking ready-to-wears and things like that as well.
All the above.
Okay.
So restaurants and wares and just retail in general.
Okay. People, of course, have gotten anxious, and they have before, when it comes to what kind of inducements a city might give to people who are looking to come in. How is that necessarily different on the retail level that we're talking about as opposed to the industrial level?
Well, in the retail area, we're not really looking at that. We're just trying to promote the space that we have available. We don't know if it's going to take any inducements or not. It may not. If they're looking at doing an expansion and we have the market that they're looking for, we just want to make them aware of it and get them looking here.
So traffic counts and things like that are more important.
Traffic counts, house rooftops, all those types of things.
Okay, well, let me throw one out of left field for you, because I know that people have complained about this both in Bryan and College Station, and that is on state roads. They're putting more and more divided roads now, medians, and obviously access into those retail areas is curtailed or changed in some ways. And you know, once again, Jim Lewis and Village Foods told a story about how when they put that in, it made a real big difference. And so what does that do to you? Because that's the state of Texas. You can't change that. So how does that change the playing field?
Well, what it does is it kind of forces, which is a good thing, forces us as a city to get in touch with those property owners and make sure we're doing everything we can to help.
Yeah.
You know, we can't control what the state of Texas does. We can tell them we don't like it and things like that, but what we want to make sure of is that we're responding to the needs that those folks have.
Sure. Okay. Anything else that you got?
Well, I have a few.
Yeah.
And I'll go back to the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the retail involvement that they have, they've also created 4 subcommittees that they've wanted to focus on in the city, and I'll kind of hit the high points and if maybe go into some detail on some of that. They created a commercial development subcommittee, and they're kind of looking at redevelopment areas like Texas Avenue.
Okay.
And any of the older corridors that kind of need some sprucing up. They're looking at ways and things that they can do as a business council to help make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at residential infill, so older areas of Bryan that maybe have vacant lots, trying to see what they can do, what ideas that they have to get home builders to go back into those areas and start building new homes.
Okay.
They've also are really involved in education, and that not only includes Bryan ISD, Texas A&M, and Blinn. They're looking at workforce and really looking at a way to get a trade school to locate here, realizing that not everyone is going to go to college.
Sure.
And so they're looking at how they can get you know, these students and even older folks trained to go into a trade to be able to afford to do the things that they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, they are still very involved in Coulter Field. They understand that is an economic development tool for our community. So they're involved in the business side of that, not the operations side, but the business side.
Right. Well, and you mentioned homes, but that's been something that y'all have been working on for a while, to get people who will build 25 to 3,000 square foot homes that are average or a little bit bigger, but mm-hmm. but they kind of are in that mid price range. That
right.
is a lot of growth that you need, Bryan.
Right, that's absolutely right. Now the BBC is looking at properties that are smaller than that.
Right.
They're you know, they understand that the city council is focused on that square footage of homes, and so what they're looking at is areas of town that need a boost,
mm-hmm.
and so they're looking at. They understand that. That in some areas that, say, the homes were built in the 40s and 50s, that, you know, you're probably not going to get the 2,500 to 3,000 square foot home there.
Right.
And so they're looking at, you know, starter homes, 1,700, 1,800 square foot homes.
I got you. Okay. Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate you bringing us up today. You want to break a story today? You got anybody coming in that we have a public? I mean, I want to give you the opportunity to do that.
I would love to be able to do that, but I can't.
Okay, I understand. Hey, thanks. Yes, tell me.
I have one more thing.
Please.
And we're having our second Lunch and Learn.
Okay.
The first one was numbers and nachos. Mm-hmm. This one will be bringing home the bacon.
Okay.
And bringing home the bacon is dealing with economic development. And so our Joey Dunn, Lindsay Gindy, myself, and I don't know if there's, I know it's us three. Maybe Frank Clark if he's here.
Mm-hmm.
That will be at noon in the basement of City Hall on the, let me make sure I get the date right. I think it is the 30th of this month.
March, okay. Wednesday, uh-huh. March 30th, okay.
Uh-huh. It would be from 12 to 1. We ask that you get there early to get your BLT. We're having bacon, lettuce, tomato.
There you go.
If you don't like bacon, I wouldn't understand why.
We'll have to have that discussion another time, right?
Yeah. We'll have other sandwiches there, too, and we'll talk about how economic development works in the city.
Good. All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.